Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Webb here at StuWebb.com, and it is May the 21st, 2023, and I have the honor to have Richard Boyden on with me. And I'm just going to hand it over to Richard because today's Sunday, and we're preaching today, should we say. So I'm going to hand it over to Richard and let him lead the subject here.
Good morning, Stu Webb, and good morning, Stu Webb listeners. And I'm not necessarily a preacher, but I am a man who has had some unique experiences with the ultimate eternal whistleblower, and that's Jesus Christ. And the reason why I put him in that context is because he, being the very eternal Father, who took upon himself flesh through the virgin birth, and redeemed us, himself personally suffering for our sins, the pains thereof, and so that we might not be with Satan in the realms of eternity. He also revealed, as the whistleblower, everything that we need to overcome, and only through him that we might come back into his presence, or the Garden of Eden, if you will. And so everything that's taken place in the history of this earth, this particular planet, has been in a war over our souls between Satan and God. So I put together an inspired program that I played on a radio station every Sunday in Kansas City, Missouri. The title of it was, and still is, because I'm going to be doing this again, Jesus, the Bright and Morning Star. So if someone wanted to go to that webpage, Jesus, the Bright Morning Star, you will see the history of what I would call Latter-day whistleblower revelations, testimonies, etc., pointing to Jesus, who in the book of Revelation 22:16 states emphatically that he is the Bright Morning Star. So I'm going to read that, Revelation 22:16. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the Bright and Morning Star. Now we are living in what is called the last days. Some people have, of course, heard that. Some probably haven't, but the point is, according to Jesus, these days in which we live in now, this time, are the most evil, the most wicked, the most powerful when it comes to the powers of Satan being released ever before in the history of this earth. So, the only way that we can understand what is taking place and why and how, when we begin to realize just how bad things are, and are getting and are going to be, how we are going to be saved from this war over our souls, because there's someone who wants our soul besides Jesus Christ, and that's Satan. So this particular page focuses on what the Lord has done in the last days to reveal the fullness of what is necessary for our souls to be saved from the coming judgment on this nation. This nation, once upon a time, was a nation that was understood to be God-founded, God-inspired by a miracle. Some noise in the background, Stu, I don't know what that is. And that this nation has fought to stay on top of the truth necessary for its sustenance to be maintained and to be protected and to be blessed, but those days are over.
That's a neighbor's lawnmower, by the way.
Okay, well,
go ahead. They're almost done. There's only three or four swipes up through there.
That's okay. This is the United Anti-Jesus Christ States of Sodom and Gomorrah. If anybody remembers that particular history and those scriptures about Sodom and Gomorrah, those were the sins that were the most abominable of all. Satan is the one who inspires sodomite behavior. He is the God of death. Death meaning not just physical, but also spiritual, separating us from Almighty God for all eternity. And so we have, as everybody is aware of and should be aware of, this listening to Stu's program and other programs, mainstream media promoting the Sodom and Gomorrah agenda. And those in high places, I'm talking about quote-unquote both parties, even ministers, different faiths, whatever, promoting and or silent when it comes to this agenda. And that includes the kinds of sins that those in high places have committed. Sins of pedophilia, child sacrifice, adrenochrome, etc., etc. Point being, God knowing this, realized that the only way we were going to be saved was to restore His church, the Church of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Now, my great-great-grandfather was a German Jew. I'm a Messianic Jew. I've lived in Israel. And when I came back from Israel, I wanted to make sure that what I wrote down in my diary would not take place. So I said, Lord, whatever happens to me in my life, please do not let me be deceived to believe something about you that is not true. So all of a sudden, when I was in a little home in Seattle, Washington, three girls came beating on my door. One of them knew me when I went to college. Her name was Sheila Bender, and said, we have found the Church of Jesus Christ. And of course, I'm living in sin at the time, and what are you talking about? And they said, we found the Church of Jesus Christ. And I said, what church is that? The reorganized Church of Jesus Christ, the Latter-day Saints. Said, Mormons, I don't know what to do with Mormons and Mormonism. I slammed the door, and I kept beating on it. So to make a long story short, the Lord put me through the rope-a-dope, took everything away, and I met a Baptist preacher, former Baptist preacher. He said, you need to read this book. I said, what book? The Book of Mormon. I said, that's the Mormon book. No, it's not. So what I did was, after I'm living in a one-room shanty with no job, no money, no nothing, I went ahead and I said, okay, I'll give this a try. So what I did is I prayed this prayer, because I wanted to know from God and didn't want to be deceived. When I read this prayer, I thought, this is bulletproof. And I know about being bulletproof because I was in Vietnam for 18 months. And I wasn't bulletproof. Should have been, could have been. Come back in a body bag, should have been dead like my buddies, best friend. As far as a prayer goes, directing to God to not be deceived, I read these words. When ye shall receive these things, I would exhort you that ye would ask God, Eternal Father, in the name of Christ, these things are not true. Don't ask me, don't ask another man, don't ask a pastor, don't ask somebody who's an expert in cults, don't ask Joseph Smith, don't ask Brigham Young, ask your Eternal Father. And if you shall ask with a sincere heart and with real intent, having faith in Christ, He will manifest the truth of it unto you by the power of the Holy Ghost. By the power of the Holy Ghost, you may know the truth of all things. And I thought, that's bulletproof. Know the truth of all things. So I didn't want to be deceived. I don't care what the truth is not. I want to know what the truth is. And I already knew what the truth was. Not because I've been circling all kinds of supposed understandings of the gospel, last days, etc., etc. So I read this book, and I read a second witness, a second testimony, including the words of Jesus, that He is the very eternal Father of heaven and earth, just one God, not multiple gods. Same book condemned polygamy. Same book exposed what you would call the secret combinations of darkness or the secret chambers which control this nation. That's like Freemasonry, literally. And what book condemns Freemasonry? It's not the Bible. That's the oath that was made between Satan and Cain before he murdered his brother Abel. That documentation is in the inspired version of the scriptures by the Spirit of Revelation, the complete book of Genesis, which are the words of Moses that God inspired Joseph Smith to write, which condemns Freemasonry. That's why the Mormons, who are free Masonic controlled and polygamists, they don't use this version of the Bible. They use the King James, who's a documented sodomite version of the Bible. Also, polygamy condemned. It's an abomination in the words of Almighty God. So when you go to the webpage, Jesus the Bright Morning Star, and I'm going to say this right now, I was an instructor, a teacher, not only in church, but also at Haskell Indian Nations University, all Native American school. I would give my students a reading assignment. I even said, pray about it too. So when you go to the webpage, here are some of the titles of the pages on the webpage, Jesus the Bright Morning Star. The first one is the Church of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And that's where the prayer is that I just read to you. And there is doctrines and documents exposing Mormonism and what it is and what it isn't in terms of what I believe. I know what Mormonism is, and it has nothing to do with what's in the scriptures or the words of Jesus in the inspired version, the Book of Mormon, which I call the Anti-Mormon Doctrine Book of Mormon, and any of the revelations that God gave through the Spirit of Revelation, which is the Holy Ghost, which is the Spirit of Truth. So you can go to that page and you can do your homework. The enemy in the secret chambers is Satan. So when you go to that page, that was put together by a man inspired by God to expose exactly what the secret combinations of darkness are, the very works of Satan. And those who listen to his voice now in this country are those who gather together in the secret chambers. You know, wherever that might be the lodges, it might be wherever they gather together, they are inspired by Satan to bring forth the new world order of Sodom and Gomorrah in the last days. So, when you read these words of the Lord, recorded and written down by the prophets, both in the Bible, inspired version, in the Book of Mormon, inspired by Jesus himself, you will read what controls and who controls this country, and also what the Lord is going to do about that. What he's going to do about that, because it's quoted in the Anti-Mormon Doctrine Book of Mormon, he said, I will destroy any nation that's overcome by this satanic order of darkness, secret chamber order of darkness. And that's what the Lord is going to do to this country, necessary. Because everybody knows, they listen to Mark of the Beast, money, currency, worth nothing, fiat currency, debt, you name it. There's going to be a cleansing of this land, a judgment coming on this nation, necessary to save the good people, the more righteous, if you will.
Cashless society, June the 1st. Cashless society, no more cash in circulation, Janet Yellen has said, by June the 1st.
Yep. So that being the case, you either abide by or you die because of either or. You take your choice. But also, there is an act of deliverance. I call it salvation, temporal, but also spiritual, where the realms of eternity will be set up in the realms of time. And you go to the Book of Revelation, so second and third chapter and or the last chapter, there's two or three places where Jesus talks about the new Jerusalem, not the old one. So I've been there. I've lived in Israel. There's the old Jerusalem. There's a new one. And it says, coming down out of heaven. Coming down out of heaven. Hold on a second. You still there, Stu?
Yeah, I'm still here. Sorry, I was making a cup of coffee here. Go ahead.
I had to make sure my dogs were not running across the street and being problematic. So you have the new Jerusalem, which is the city of God coming down out of heaven, which is Enoch City, that you will read the fullness of the truth of in the inspired version. So, polygamy is an abomination. A Messianic Jew testifies. The anti-Mormon doctrine, Book of Mormon, confirms Jesus is the Messiah. It's very pro-Israel. Very pro-Israel. The words of Almighty God to this nation and the coming judgment. Scriptures pertaining to the establishment of Zion. Book of Mormon is not Mormonism. All documentation. And I do battle with Mormons all the time. And I expose them using these very scriptures that they profess to represent. But they don't. Because that church, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, was not a church that was connected to Joseph Smith at all. That's the Brighamite Church. That's the Church of Brigham Young, who I know for a fact was and is a son of perdition. In other words, an antichrist in a fullness, because Satan used him to destroy the testimony of Jesus Christ in the Book of Mormon, the testimony in the inspired version, to malign Joseph Smith, because Brigham Young murdered Joseph Smith. That's documented, to take over the church.
I'll bring you up to date on something real quick. Senator Mitt Romney, great-great-great-grandfather, was a pedophile, and he had six little girls, 11 to 13, and three of them were knocked up. They were pregnant. He runs across and then the Mexican border into Chihuahua, Mexico, where he ends up bringing up his family. When Mitt Romney was running for president, his cousin was on TV representing the family. And she says, oh, yes, we have 150 cousins. We have 150 cousins. My great-great-great-grandfather was the U.S. Marshal, Orrin Porter Rockwell, that chased Mitt Romney's grandfather down there trying to get him because he was had six little kids. Three of them were pregnant. Just thought I'd throw that in.
That history, everyone's...
And now Mitt Romney controls the church. Mitt Romney and his stooges control the Mormon church.
Yeah, but it doesn't make any difference, Stu. I didn't want to go there.
Okay.
Because
okay.
The judgment coming on this land is going to destroy that church, those works. Both parties are part of the Freemasonic Secret Combination of Darkness program, and nobody ever talks about it. Building churches, the Sodom and Gomorrah agenda, and what's going on with the children, the transsexual situation, Target stores, you name it. All the pedophile stuff, all the stuff we've talked about before, God is going to destroy. Now, here's your timeline to pray about. 1988, a man in church, he was an elder. This is the Church of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, not that Mormon church. Tom Beam, 1988, was praying, and he was asking God exactly what was going to happen on this land, because he was aware of things going on that were ungodly, not to the degree that they are now, because that's been 25 years.
You there?
Yeah, I'm here. I had to clear my throat. Get down now. So, the Lord in the anti-Mormon doctrine, Book of Mormon, these are the words of Jesus. Yea, woe be unto the Gentiles, except they repent, for it shall come to pass in that day, saith the Father, that I will cut off thy horses out of the midst of thee, and I will destroy thy chariots. Talk about all your new trucks and your new cars. And I will cut off the cities of thy land and throw down all thy strongholds. I will cut off witchcrafts out of thy land. Thou shalt have no more soothsayers. Well, witchcrafts, New Agers, soothsayers, talking heads, ear ticklers, redundant programs. The graven images I will also cut off, standing images out of the midst of thee, and thou shalt no more worship the work of thy hands. And I will pluck up thy groves out of the midst of thee, so will I destroy thy cities. And it shall come to pass that all lyings and deceivings and envyings and strifes and priestcrafts and whoredoms shall be done away. And it shall come to pass, saith the Father, that at that day, whosoever will not repent and come unto my beloved Son, them will I cut off from among my people, O house of Israel. And I will execute vengeance and fury upon them, even upon the heathen, such as they have not heard. Now, this is called the day of the Lord, a day of wrath, a day of burning, and a day of desolation. For anyone that's read the first 14 chapters of Isaiah, that's America now. Sins then of Israel are the sins of this country now. So when you look at Revelation 6, and I looked and behold a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was death, and hell followed him. And power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill the sword, and with hunger, and with death, and with the beasts of the earth. So this is what Tom Beam was given when he prayed in 1988. And the particular title of this particular page, The Day of the Lord and the Judgment of Almighty God Destroys America. So he's praying, Lake Chicomo, south of Independence. He asks the Lord, how will these things happen? How will this happen? What about the prophecies concerning this land? I want to know, please show. How are you, Lord, going to make this work? As I sat there, is what he was shown. I was given the closest thing to a vision I've ever had. I saw famine upon this land. It was a famine for food, water, heat, light, warmth, clothing. A want for every needful thing that the people could have. It got so bad that there were riots, race riots, multitudes of blacks, whites, Hispanics warring literally against each other for what few resources were there. Not talking about now. I'm talking about a grid collapse. The Chinese have the way and means by which to knock out all communication between every single source of every power that controls every single thing that we depend on today. That means no electricity, that means no fuel, that means no food, no heat, no nothing, no cell phones, no computers, no nothing. In an instant, he was shown this.
It's an EMF bomb. We do the same thing to countries when right. We go take them over.
Exactly. And he saw, then Tom was shown the paramilitary groups warring. Then he saw a war. He saw two nations of this world. I saw China and I saw Russia invade the United States. He showed it on a map where they came down through Canada. Right down through Canada. He was shown that every single city was demolished.
Now, I want to add something. There are 400,000 troops, 200,000, half of them are Russian, half of them are Chinese, on the Mexican border. The other are on the Canadian border. The other right now are on the Canadian border. I might also add this, because it's top secret, it was years ago. But Evergreen Airlines and the guy that started it was in jail with me. He was part of Iran-Contra. Here was the point. He told me in secret that they had planted 200,000 robots, in Evergreen containers all around the country. So one day when they invade America, these robots will come out, and you cannot kill them. You cannot kill them. It takes an armor-piercing bullet shot at its head where its computer is. Just thought I'd bring it up.
That's not going to happen. They're not going to stop them. So let me finish.
Yeah.
Every single city was demolished. No human being, very few domestic animals were left alive. Literally, paramilitary couldn't do anything. And I'm just kind of skimming over this. The whole country's laid to waste. And the invading armies of China and Russia moved right toward this center place. Okay? Now, center place is in the middle of the country. And according to the revelation of Almighty God, it will be the only safe place of refuge, protected not by armor-piercing bullets, not protected by anything that we can do, but by the very power of God, who can call down, and has in the past, fire from heaven. And these invading armies, I'll just jump to what was shown, is that fire will be called down from heaven, and they will be smoked dead, and that's why it takes 7 years to bury the dead. But for those who want to be saved by the Lord, by Jesus Christ, you're going to have to be in the center place, the safe place, outside of which no one will live, no one will survive. There the curse will be removed from the ground and food will grow like it did in the days of the Garden of Eden. Won't be a matter of how much you store up. It won't be a matter of anything that you do. It'll be what God will provide, because if you seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, everything you need will be provided by the very power of God. And that's what he showed when he was on earth. He took 4 loaves of bread, fed 4,000, 5 loaves, fish, you name it. That's how it will be in the New Jerusalem, in the center place. Then he said, excuse me, not only did I see war, but I saw disease. I don't know whether it was cholera. There was AIDS. Well, that's your inoculation program. AIDS. All kinds of disease coming in from every side. The only safe place was to be gathered in the center place. Now, I'm going to give you an example of what Tom was shown by God concerning how families, how people were saved when they were even gathering in. And so he saw a family, 5 or 6, and I'm just jumping down to this vision that you all can read when you go to the page. I saw a family of 5 or 6, I can't remember, it was like a whole company of Chinese soldiers were right in front of them standing there. And they were looking at them, and they realized all of a sudden that the soldiers could not see them. There was a father and a mother and their children. They were huddled together, and they were looking at these soldiers, and the soldier looking at them, and they realized the commander of these soldiers were looking this way and that way, though he thought there was someone there, but they could not see the family. Finally, he told his company to go that way. The family just stood there and realized they had not been seen. The company men left. Then he realized there was someone beckoning them, the family. It was an angel of the Lord. And that angel of the Lord was directing them to gather, to prepare to come into the center place for a place of safety. Now, how else will others get there if there's no other way to get there? Well, you won't find this in the King James Version, but you'll find it in the Inspired Version, which is on the webpage. Enoch, who was taken up into heaven.
I might add to that, a friend of mine told me the story of her coming back from Seattle, and she was on foot and going down I-80 through Wyoming or wherever. And there was all these people walking, thousands of people, cars all along the freeways where they hit us with EMPs before the attack. And she said these big Chinamen, 6'4" tall, robots, comes up and starts shooting everybody. It's on foot. And she starts praying. She says, oh, Jesus, make me invisible, make me invisible. It walks up right up to her, and it's looking to the right and looking to the left, and it takes off running. Didn't see
it. There you go. There's another testimony. So calling upon his name for salvation will be the only salvation from what I would call immediate temporal death. So when there's a gathering to that place of safety, there will be a wall of protection there. I had a little short dream of a nuclear warhead going off just across the river there in Kansas City, and didn't feel a thing, no heat, no wind, no nothing. And there were nuke warheads that hit over the top of the safe place, the New Jerusalem, the Zion, and it would go off. No one felt a thing inside. There's a man had a vision of little children picking strawberries. Another one popped right out. Now, the safe place to get there. Also, if you can't walk, the Lord and the timing of this, it's important to understand in Enoch, in the book of Genesis, in the Inspired Version, the New Jerusalem comes out of heaven is Enoch City. Now those, when he preached the gospel to those people then, and they were to be taken into the city and or up into heaven, the Lord did that by the power of the Holy Ghost or by angels. So even those that are outside the area and can't get there, the Lord can bring you there by the power of the Holy Ghost, pick you up, and in an instant you're there. It's just like Philip, who baptized the eunuch, the black man, and he appeared to him. He was a high-ranking African, I guess. Can't remember the particulars, but all of a sudden he wanted to learn about the gospel. Philip preached the gospel, baptized him, and the next thing you know, Philip is taken up and gone to another place. Jesus, same thing. You call this bodily transportation by the Spirit of God. So that's what the Lord's going to do. He's going to destroy all the evil. What I read, what I hear, what I see, it's water off a duck's back. means nothing to God, nothing at all. So that's our only hope. So I'm going to be doing a program myself starting next month, just on Sunday, called Jesus the Bright Morning Star. So Stu called me up this morning and said, would you like to do this short program? And I said, yep, I'll give it a shot. I was, timing was perfect because I've been battling the demons big time, going after me every which way. You know, I've got a lot of stuff on my plate, but Lord let me know that he's still there, and I have a testimony to share. And so I've shared this testimony. So for those of you that have a chance, an opportunity to prayerfully consider what I've shared, then I pray that you would do that. If you have any questions, you can email me, richardboyden@gmail.com, richardboyden@gmail.com, and listen to the program. I'll have a call-in program if I can set that up. And I think that's basically about it, Stu.
Well, Richard, you know, we're in some very serious times right now. I mean, we look around and we hear what's going on in the so-called news, what's really happening in the world, and what the agenda is, and what their agenda is, and with everybody being vaccinated, oh my God, there were so many, they're on their way to death.
Yeah, it's 1.5 to 5 years from the time they took the shot. Vaccination. If you go to richardboyden.com, there's a timeline, all the documentation on vaccinations, as well as the sins, the very graphic, filthy sins that this country is now sanctioning, legalizing, etc., because God has given this country over to a reprobate mind, his to have pleasure in unrighteousness. His spirit has ceased striving with this nation. So when the cup of iniquity is full, the day of the Lord, which shall come as a thief in the night, instantly the cleansing will begin.
We're ready for that now, pretty much. I mean, I see it. I heard that, you know, the Klaus Schwab Forum, New World Order pigs, and the one in charge of Pfizer made the comment, oh, yeah, New World Order. It was Tony Blair was sitting next to him. But he says, oh, yeah, we made 6 billion chips. Or he says, we made 6 billion vaccinations, and they all had the chip in them. That's the mark. You know, I saw a video years ago some patriot put out, and it was people in line. You know, they filmed themselves being in line. And a guy walks up there, and he's, you know, he starts to pay him cash. Says, sir, we don't take cash anymore. He says, what? He says, oh, okay. So he starts to put his card in, and he goes, sir, the cards don't work. Did you get the chip? He says, yes. So he said, well, where did you get shot at? So he takes his little scanner. He scans where the shot was. He says, now give me your last 4 digits, social security number. And he says, you'll be hooked up. And he was hooked up instantly. Next guy comes along, tries to do the same thing. Of course, he hadn't got the chip, and he did not have the shot. But it was a little thing of the future. And we're there now. And people just do not realize it, because it's going to be bargaining time.
Yeah.
And the bargaining time is going to be God providing for his people, because we're coming into that time frame now. So if you haven't stored up on food, it's wise to do. It's wise to store up on ammo, because we're going to have to fight the enemy. There's a high probability we could be attacked. And because Dietrich Duderman and Henry Gruber, both prophets, they gave the same thing.
And yeah, so, but none of them have the revelation from God about the safe place, Zion, the New Jerusalem. Not one of them. That's different. That's the difference about Jesus in the Church of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, in the last days. They were basically limited to understanding only in the Bible. That's why Satan attacked the Book of Mormon. That's why he murdered Joseph Smith, because the understandings that I have shared, no one talks about, because they're not from me, they're from God through me, about how he is going to cleanse this land, how he's going to save his people on this land. And that's why there has been darkness when it comes to Well, we have to store food. We have to store up ammo. We have to do this. We have to do that. Well, that's not going to save you, because they will track you down and kill you. If you are not in Zion, you're dead. You're going to die. Not a matter of if, just a matter of when.
If you don't have the same place,
the New Jerusalem, and you repent of your sins, and you're baptized for the remission of your sins, etc., and you'll be then with Jesus, because he says, I will be in the New Jerusalem. Nowhere else. Not over in Israel. That's Jerusalem. He says, I will be in the New Jerusalem. So if you want to be saved, not just spiritually from death and hell, okay, and Satan, but you want to be saved temporally. The only way you're going to be saved temporally is if you repent and obey the gospel. Then you need to be in Zion, the safe place, the New Jerusalem, the center place, which is Independence, Missouri. And Jesus showed a man who was praying about how Zion was going to be redeemed. And Jesus said, see that red ring around Zion? And the man said, yes. He said, inside that ring, no sin will escape. In other words, I'm not going to be a judge. Stu's not going to be a judge. A judge is not going to be a judge. Jesus is going to be the judge. So when you gather in and you're inside that red ring, there's something you need to repent of. The Lord will reveal it. There are those in the church, restored, who have already committed the Antichrist sin of blasphemy as Freemasons. It was shown in a vision to this man. His name was White, and it's there in Redemption Designed by Judgment, that's on the page, that those were struck dead by God right there. There's going to be a lot of people who think they're going to be saved, they're going to be struck dead, because they're the reason why this message, this gospel that I've been sharing, has not been shared to the world, let alone those round about us. So when Tom Beam was shown what he was shown, that's the only revelation about how God will save his people. Deuteronomy and all these other guys, good men, didn't show, but you had that little dream that you had, Stu, about the woman who prayed and the robot came, couldn't see him.
Well, that was a friend of mine. She told me about it.
By day and a pillar of fire by night. That's God's spirit protecting his people. Yeah. If we're not protected by God, we're dead.
It was a friend of mine. She told me that after I told her the story at a Bible camp. Her and her husband invited me.
There you go.
Overnight. So and I told her the story, and she told me the story of the vision she had, the dream. I said, oh, my God. But I told her about what they, about the robots being planted in these evergreen containers. They're in the back of parking lots, construction parking lots, all kinds of stuff like that. It's covered. But they're going to activate them one of these days, and America's going to be in trouble. I mean,
well, the other side of the coin is I spent 18 months in Vietnam. You know what death is.
Yep.
You know, we live under the Lord. We die under the Lord. It says, fear not he who can kill your body. Rather fear he who can kill your body and cast your soul into hell.
Yep.
The only thing, the worst thing that can happen to us, and I say the worst, it's not good, but it's not the worst, is that just our body dies. Our spirit leaves our body as soon as the body dies. And so then, what's going to happen is we're either going to be listening to the Spirit of God, even Jesus Christ, or the Spirit of Satan. That's going to determine where we're going to be within the realms of eternity, because that's not time. That doesn't stop. It's eternity. So if we obey the gospel, we are saved, not just in the realms of time, but also in eternity. And the nice thing about eternity is you get a brand new body. It's called the mortal body. And those that are inside the red ring in Zion, and they die like old age, now you don't call the meat wagon, take them to the morgue. Nope. You're changed in the twinkling of an eye, brand new body, just like that, instantly. That's Zion. That's the kingdom of God on earth. That will spread all over this country and around the world. 1,000 years, millennium of peace. Satan's let loose in the end a little bit of time, then he's finally destroyed, because this is the last place in all of creation. This earth, this is his last stand right here. All the other worlds and places of creation, they overcame Satan. He's here last time. We're in the midst of that one last war to overcome. And Jesus is the one who's going to save us if we let him, if we obey, if we repent. We call upon him and ask for that deliverance that we might come back into his presence, because being in Zion, in the New Jerusalem, is going to be in the very literal presence of Jesus himself, his words, Book of Revelation.
Well, I know that we're facing, with no cash, Janet Yellen, Federal Reserve, Mellon, or whatever her name is, no cash by June the 1st, we'll have it totally out of circulation, she said. She said this about 10 days ago. And their intent is credit debit only. And those that have been chipped, they're cooked. They'll never be able to. They're dying. Many of them, a friend of mine, Professor Joel, has been finding numbers where they're dying 18 to 24 months after taking the shot, an average. But their blood.
Again, all of this was prophesied. And so, yep. You know, I'm going to say is, for me, and you can, and others can, and it's good to know, you know, what's going on, because all that is a confirmation of what Jesus and the prophets said would happen in the last days. I want to focus on what he said for us to do to be saved.
There you go.
And that's to be gathered into a safe place, to repent and obey his gospel, and trust that he will provide everything that is needed in an instant. In an instant. If he can instantly feed 5,000 with 5 loaves of bread and 5 fish, then he can feed 50,000. He can feed 100,000. Because if there's food there, it will replenish in an instant. So you won't have to worry about that. You won't have to worry about being protected, because you've got enough ammo to shoot anybody and everybody, and in there you're protected. No guns allowed, because you won't need a gun.
You're right, and that's the Holy Spirit having it.
That's why the Lord took away all my guns. I got to tell you this. Yeah, he did. I mean, I was ready to rock and roll. You know, 18 months in Vietnam. Why everybody thinks they're badass because they go to the range and they're hunters and all this kind of stuff. Excuse the language, Lord. But no. He's going to save us his way. Because when Peter smote off the ear, he got rebuked. And Jesus put the ear back. Those live by the sword, die by the sword. So the Lord will save us by his power.
Well, in the Marine Corps, and I was in the Marine Corps. And, you know, if I had to whack somebody, I could do it very easily. But I haven't had to do that yet.
No, the Lord doesn't want us to do that either. I mean, no, he doesn't want us to do that. So if you're in the kingdom of God, you're in the New Jerusalem, you won't have to worry about it. So to go there to pray for his kingdom, the powers of heaven to be released in the realms of time, and for God to raise up those men that are in that vision, the redemption of Zion, by judgment of the Holy Ghost, that those men will begin the cleansing of the church and the establishing of the power of God to provide everything that is needed. We need to seek ye first for and pray for the kingdom of God on earth, that it might, even his Zion, be established and functioning, not just in word, that people talk about all the time. Well, that's fine. Jesus wasn't a talker, he was a doer. Faith without works is dead. Jesus said, the works you've seen me do, you shall do, and greater. Those are the works of the kingdom of God in the last days. So that's what we need to pray for, seek for. Seek ye first, and then be with him who redeems us. And we don't have to even think about any of this garbage. It's over. It's done.
Yeah, no.
That's when we're delivered. That's when you have the peace, is when you realize Satan has no more power over us or anything we're doing or can do or will
and
do.
And that is around the corner. I see it around the corner. It's not far off. Now,
yep. You
know, Super Spook Otis Johnson told me in 2017 that sometime between 2021 and 2025, he said two stars would hit the earth, one after another. I said, well, that's Wormwood. That's Revelation 13 or whatever. He says, yep. He says, the other they saw in CERN, the Super Collider, was a big star 6 times the size of planet Earth hit planet Earth. I said, well, that's the end of the Earth. The fire burned up. He says, you got that right. Well, this is all going to happen before 2025.
Babylon, the city Babylon, the nation now, Babylon, that's totally destroyed.
Now, I might add something. That over there in Israel, you pay for the papers, and a friend of mine does that, monitors the Israeli papers. they have built the temple. This is about 2 years ago, completed this temple that all these Christians, 00, what was it, 700 Club and all that other, was collecting money from all these Christians and organizations over the years to build this temple and make a replica of the temple. Well, they've done it, and they've actually put it up, and it's down in Davies, I think they call it.
Yeah, but that's not
no, just south of the Wailing Wall. The Wailing Wall is the old Roman Roman fort. Not
700 Club. All those Christians don't represent
idiots.
Jesus.
They
I'm
do
gonna
not. They
right
do
now.
Not. And I'm in agreement with you. But they promoted this shit, and they finally got their temple put up. Israel did about 2 years ago. They got some guy running around for the past year saying he's the Messiah, and soon he's going to take. He's going to step into the temple and declare himself to be God. Watch this, folks. That's a big one. And I'm telling you, I think that's coming.
Not in Israel.
Where's it going to be?
It's going to be where I just said, the center place. That's where Jesus is going to be there. Now, as far as Israel, I've got to remember...
The Antichrist.
Israel,
this is supposedly the Antichrist.
There's Zion, and there's Jerusalem. There's the New Jerusalem, and there's the Old Jerusalem. The Jews and Israel are two different groups from the historical point of view. When Jesus was there, you had all the tribes, but the scribes and Pharisees and the synagogue of Satan, those who he said the devil was your father, are those there in Israel now. There were 9 tribes that were taken into captivity, that disappeared. And the Lord revealed to me, I'm one of those tribes. I'm of the tribe of Ephraim. When I was in Israel, on my way there, I met a Jewish girl named Nadia Cuenca. And with my friend, her friend, we visited, had a nice spiritual interaction. She gave me a Star of David with a pearl in it, which I lost later, the pearl. And when I found the Church of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, I was praying, Lord, do I have a lineage for the house of Israel? I had a dream, and I was on a train. And I was just praying, and I was there all by myself, had my little cup of whatever, coffee, and here comes a man down the aisle, stops right by me. I look up at him like, what do you want? He has that pearl that I lost. He drops it in my drink, and he says, Ephraim. So Ephraim is my tribal, my spiritual heritage. If you read about that spiritual heritage, it has a certain calling, a lot like Peter, the apostle, you know, to bring forth the mysteries of the kingdom, which is what I talk about all the time. So, in Latter-day Revelation, the Jews in Israel are going to be converted by Jesus himself, who appears there on the Mount of Olives. Now you're going to look at him. This is what the Lord revealed. He said, they're going to look at me and they're going to ask, who am I? And I'm saying, I am he that was wounded in the house of my friends. And then you'll see that whole nation converted. But that's after 2/3 of Jerusalem is overcome. You know, when 2/3 of that nation will be overcome by the enemy, Muslims or whatever. Then Jesus appears there. But he's also going to be here too in the New Jerusalem. The New Jerusalem, remember the land was one in the days of Peleg. It was one land. And then the land separated. I need to upgrade that on my webpage. So, in the New Jerusalem, on this land, in the Book of Mormon, is a second witness that Jesus came to this land. Book of John, other sheep have I, not of this fold. Them too must I go to. He only went to his own people. And indigenous people are his people. They're the tribe of Manasseh. He walked the Americas, a book on my webpage. All the Indian tribes talk about Jesus on this land, the white God, healed the sick, taught love. On this land.
Yep.
This land was set apart to be a holy land.
Yeah, he just didn't walk Israel.
Nobody,
he walked all
no
over.
Bible preacher talks about anything that I hear. Everybody wants to go back to Israel. Well, you don't need to worry about Israel. The judgment's coming on this land. This land, it's going to no longer exist when God is done. It's going to be only Zion, the New Jerusalem. You're outside of that, you're dead. Inside of it, you're saved. End of story.
Okay. What else you got to talk about? We're right at 50 minutes. Want to cut it here?
don't know. I just been
give out your websites again and your email address and all that.
JesusTheBrightMorningStar.com. I'm sure they've heard that already. JesusTheBrightMorningStar.com. RichardBoyd.com and RichardBoyd@gmail.com.
There you go. So,
you know, I'm still working on getting my house fixed up from the fire. I haven't done nothing there, but I don't really care. I'm doing fine. And that's it. That's it, Sue. I'm going to let go.
Okay, Richard, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
You have a good one. We'll talk.
God bless.
Okay, you too.